Good morning. Welcome back to the second hour of Better Lawns and Gardens. Thank you for joining us. I'm Teresa Watkins, horticulturist, landscape designer, and author. This week has been brutally hot. Temperatures in the mid-90s, rain some days, and then we go days without it. What is the best way to water your landscape during the summer? Tom and Joni and Tom and I, we're going to be discussing that. Do you have an automatic irrigation system? How about a drip irrigation system above ground? Or do you just have the old-fashioned bahia grass and an oscillating sprinkler to help? Do you remember the days of running through those sprinklers? Raise your hands. I do. We're also taking your calls at 407-916-5400, or you can text us at 23680. This is Better Lawns and Gardens on Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call now.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Visit us on the World Wide Web at www.betterlawns.com. Better Lawns and Gardens with Tom McCubbin. We'll be right back.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call now.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Attention homeowners. Do you have a house that's in need of serious repairs? Do you have tenants that never seem to make their monthly payments? How about code violations, past due taxes, or maintenance costs you just can't afford? Then call my friends right now with Quick Cash Offer. They specialize in buying any home, no matter how ugly the situation. Turn that problem property into cash right now. It's just that simple. One call and you can get rid of that home headache forever. They buy the ugliest houses with instant closing, instant cash, and huge savings. Plus, there are no realtor fees, no listing fees, and no repair costs. Just cash in your hands for that painful property. They're buying a few more houses in your neighborhood this month. So take advantage of this cash offer and call Quick Cash Offer now.
800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. That's 800-470-7113.
Good morning and welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. Teresa Watkins here, and I was installing a landscape this week in a community, and when we were putting in the irrigation, checking it out, making sure it was working correctly, a resident walking her dog walked by. She stopped to chat and find out what she could grow in her yard that would thrive. And so with new residents coming in every year, how do you figure out what to buy if you're new to Florida? Where do you plant it? So do you garden by the hit and miss method, which means you buy a plant and if it survives, you're really happy and thrilled? Well, Tom and I are going to discuss how you can find out exactly what will grow in the landscape without survival hit and miss. And you can be a part of the program like Carolyn Lakeland, who's on the line, calling 407-916-400 or texting us at 23680. You could also go to betterlawns.com's webpage. I love it. Tom's got the gotta do's for July and how to grow beautiful sunflowers. There's still plenty of hot weather ahead to grow those best sunflowers in your neighborhood. You can also send your garden questions to the page too as well. Go to betterlawns.com. Tom Benson is at the controls and taking your phone calls. He's doing a great job. And Joni, Tom, and I are all in our offices. We're ready for your text questions or comments. Tom, you want to go to Carol in Lakeland?
Yeah, let's do that. That would be fine.
There you go. Carol, good morning.
Good morning.
Hello, Carol.
How are you?
Thanks for waiting for us. Yeah. How can we help?
Two questions, one about avocados and one about sunflowers. Do Haas avocados grow in Florida?
Yes.
And
no. It's not one of the better producers in Florida, but a lot of people like to grow it. And I think at least one variety out there is called Florida Haas, so I think they've tried to perfect it a little bit. So if you like that avocado, I'd give it a try. Teresa, would you?
I would. There's other ones that do a little bit better that I prefer, like the Brogdon and Joey. But if you've got a Haas, it'll do, you know, it'll do good, especially if it's a Florida Haas.
Gotcha. And you've been talking about sunflowers. Is there a variety that's not just huge, like maybe 4 feet high? How do you know which one to get?
You know, there's a lot of them, and I just go by what's on the seed packet. There's a lot of colored ones also out there with some good pernt-type colors. And I just go by the height. They're pretty consistent with the height. I like the tall ones, the ones like Titan and Mammoth Russian and Godzilla.
They do have dwarf varieties.
Yeah, they do have dwarf ones. I forget the name of one that was All-America Selection. Teddy Bear, I think it was. And anyway, so just go buy what's on the seed pack, and I think you'll do fine.
Okay, and you can't just, like, get the bird seed with the sunflowers in it and throw them on the ground. That doesn't work, right?
Well, yeah, it does. I get them coming up periodically. It's nothing that's, guaranteed, but it does work that way.
Uh-huh.
Normally they're the taller varieties, although some of them will be multi-head varieties. Give it a try and see what you get. Kind of fun.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Thank you, Carol. And so, Tom, you want to take a few text messages before we go to irrigation?
Yeah. We can do that and get some of these down. Let me go to one of the older ones here way down the list. This is from Bob in Lake Wales. Said, I have some azalea plants that are turning brown in the middle, and then it spreads and they die. What advice can you give me? My first advice is get a new plant. I don't know. This is obviously a disease getting down into the stems.
Sure. Yeah. And once it starts to spread like that, if you can't stop it, then, you know, you might have been in the ground a long time. The older azaleas sometimes do that. And so go ahead and just switch it out.
Yeah. Crown rot, we call it once it gets down there. But if you've got the stems that are dying out, the sooner you catch them, the better, because you can prune them back into the healthy growth and see if that will help. Put a fungicide, use a copper fungicide, and see if that helps also. Okay. Let's go to another one real quick, if you don't mind. It says, I have orange and black caterpillars on my mandevilla eating it up. Teresa, what do you think?
Well, it could be gulf fritillaries, or it could be the oleander caterpillars. So the oleander caterpillars, you can just use a regular, caterpillars, a BT or a Thuricide or Dipel, and it will stop those. But if they're butterfly caterpillars, if they're not hurting the mandevilla too much, just let them go and just let them, eat a little bit, and then they'll just turn into a butterfly. So.
Yeah, I'm betting it's oleander caterpillar.
Yeah, then kill them. Yeah. That's the thing about caterpillar, when pesticides, they kill the butterfly caterpillars as well. So she can pick them off and put them into, or he can pick them off and put them into a bucket of soapy water too as well.
Yeah, that part two on that one real quick. It says, what do I put on my oranges for crumpled looking leaves? I think they have aphids. my guess is use insecticidal soap or one of the horticultural oil sprays, and you should be able to take care of that.
Exactly.
Okay.
Good. There you go.
Okay, let's do some irrigation work.
Yeah, Tom, you know, automatic sprinkler systems, we didn't start out in Florida having them at every home. When did they start to appear? I was thinking about the 80s. Everybody just started to have them. We didn't have them before. The grass just turned brown.
You know what? I remember the first irrigation systems were out of necessity. And what it was to use the water from the water to air conditioning systems. You remember those? I don't even think they can put them in anymore.
But no, I don't.
Groundwater to get the coolness out of it, to cool the home and maybe even heat the home. And so they had to have something to do with the water. And so what they did is they sprayed it on the landscape. And those would over-irrigate landscapes, use water when it wasn't necessary, but they had to do something with it, and that was the water-to-air air conditioning systems. And probably about that time, but during the 80s, I guess, 70s and 80s, when the automatic systems came in.
And then everybody just started to expect it, and they felt they had to have them. So, because I remember back in the 60s in Lake Alfred, Genfield Village, that my parents used an oscillating sprinkler system, and they used to let all six of us run through them and, cool off in the summertime.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we did that, too. And we set up a portable sprinkler for the kids to run through. So a lot of people used portable ones, where you move the hoses around.
And exactly.
Yeah.
And so, there's different types of automatics or irrigation systems. We have the high volume sprayers and rotors, and those are 30 gallons per minute, depending on the head count. And they can be expensive to run if you're overwatering. And then we have the low volume, which could be drip systems. I like the micro emitters better for low volume, but those are 30 gallons per hour, depending on the head count. And they could, each head would probably give you half a gallon or 1 gallon or 2 gallons or 4 gallons per hour instead of the 30 gallons. So those are your best bet for your garden beds and everything. I guess the automatic sprinkler systems are, preferable for your turf. And then flowers and vegetables, they can usually use a dripper irrigation system, and that has a flow rate of about a gallon per hour. While small trees and shrubs, if you have bubblers on them or emitters on them, they're going to need at least 2 gallons per hour just to get the ground wet in those root ball areas. So oscillating sprinklers, do you know how many gallons, Tom, they use?
I can guess probably somewhere around 4 or 5.
Yeah, they do four or five gallons, up to 7 gallons per minute, but that is 420 gallons per hour. So, 15 minutes at the most with an oscillating sprinkler, just put your clock on and just move it around if you have them. And because the average flow of 1 inch for every 15 minutes is just enough for an irrigation system. People don't need to be overwatering, especially during the summer when we're getting, 5 to 8 inches a month of rain.
Yeah. Now, here's a question I get from people who write me or call me or whatever they do. How long do I need to run my irrigation system for my lawn? And, what can you tell them?
I can tell them it differs for every yard. Just because your neighbor waters for 15 minutes or an hour doesn't mean you should. You need to calibrate your irrigation system. So you can do the math in the can division. This is where you put out cans of either dog food or tuna fish cans. And I do it the easy way. I just mark a half inch if I'm irrigating twice a week, or if you're only irrigating once a week, which is perfectly doable. Watering once a week for an established lawn and landscape, just mark it 1 inch in the can with a little marker. And then you turn your irrigation system on in that zone area and see how long it takes to fill that can up to a half inch or an inch, whatever you have it set at. And that's how long you need to water. You don't need to water more often than that.
Yeah, I do it a little bit different. I put the cans out or a rain gauge, one or the other, and then I run the system for 15 minutes and see how much water I get.
See, that's perfectly a good way to do it. And so it's just to understand how much water you're putting out there, because people will just go and turn their irrigation sprinkler systems on for an hour, and that may be way too much water, especially if you're paying a water bill.
Yeah, you need to know how much water you're putting out. I mean, it's just important. And the other thing you need to know is how much water comes down from the rain, so you know how much water you're getting from Mother Nature. So you need to measure the water, and that's why I like to have the rain gauges so I can do them. But I know there were some lawn care companies that gave away rain gauges at one time so people could measure how much water they were actually putting out or receiving.
That is so important, because you can be looking, and like I say, sometimes I'll be driving home and I'll say, yes, I'm getting rain. And then I drive down the street and it rained on the other side of the road, and it doesn't look like I had a drop in mine. Or it can be downpouring, and after you check your rain gauge, you only got a quarter of an inch or even like a tenth of an inch. But the rain came down so hard, you thought you got a lot. So you still need to turn on your irrigation system when it only get a half inch. So Tom, let's go to a break and we'll come back. We'll take some more calls and text messages. You can call us at 407-916-5400, or you can text Tom at 23680. You're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
I'm going to tell you how you can get real healthcare for as little as $6 a day. Yes, now you can get affordable healthcare for you and your family immediately and save as much as 50% off your current monthly healthcare payments. Our plans are perfect for people that are self-employed, can't afford health benefits where they work, or just want to pay less for their current healthcare. And coverage is guaranteed regardless of your medical condition. We even offer some of the new Christian faith-based health benefits. Save up to 50% on your family's health care. Make a free quick call now. There are no contracts, and we give you a 10-day money-back trial period. Call Provision Enrollment right now for your risk-free guaranteed health insurance quote starting at $6 a day.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
Mosquitoes can transmit deadly diseases, including Zika and West Nile virus. But Summit Mosquito Dunks kill mosquitoes before they're old enough to bite. Just float an organic mosquito dunk in ponds, bird baths, rain barrels, and any standing water to kill mosquito larvae for 30 days or longer. Don't worry, mosquito dunks won't harm people, pets, fish, or wildlife. Mosquito dunks are available at fine garden centers, hardware stores, and online retailers. Or visit SummitResponsibleSolutions.com. That's SummitResponsibleSolutions.com.
My mom's a breast cancer survivor. The United Breast Cancer Foundation saved her life, and they need your help so they can continue saving more women's lives. Help them by donating your car. They'll provide fast, free 24-hour pickup, and you receive a charitable tax deduction. They take cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs, running or not. Call 24 hours a day, 800-993-1368. Your donation could literally save women's lives. Call today, 800-993-1368. 800-993-1368.
Visit us on the World Wide Web at www.betterlawns.com. Better Lawns and Gardens with Tom McCubbin. We'll be right back.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author
Author's Guide to Publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. This is the time to call and ask your gardening question. You can give us a call at 407-916-5400, or you can text us at 23680. And perfect time to do that. Tom, we've got some wonderful text messages there.
Yes, we do. We have a lot. And one of them is Deb in the Orlando area, and said she's just saying hi and enjoying the show. We like those type of text messages also. We hope everybody's enjoying the show. It's been pretty good so far.
That's wonderful. Thank you, Deb.
Yeah. Now, here's the first question. I got a lot of them here. But give us a call here, 407-916-5400. We'd like to hear your voice, too. But it says they have a couple of tomato plants that are yellowing in the center, and they've given them fertilizer, Epsom salts, micronutrients, water regularly. They're in five-gallon buckets, half sand, and black cow. And so it's been a persistent problem, and they want to know what's going on. I will tell you, I don't like that mixture. I like black cow, but I don't like the sand mixture in that bucket. And what happens is, with the sand in there, it tends to plug up the good organic matter that's in the black cow. And you can just go ahead and grow them straight in black cow. In fact, black cow has had instructions on how to grow them in the black cow bag. And then I think maybe they're pounding the plant to death. The yellowing in the crown tells me there's a root problem. Mm-hmm. And they've given them fertilizer, Epsom salts, micronutrients.
And they're nuking it.
Yeah, I think so. You're pounding the plant to death, a pound of this and a pound of that. So I would change my potting soil mixture. You can just use straight black cow in their bag if you want. You can get a good potting soil, and then just use a regular straight fertilizer, and you'll be much better off.
Okay. Right. And it's still a little hot for it too, right? Tomatoes, it's still
oh, yeah,
a little
this
hot.
Is not tomato time right now. Next time to plant tomatoes will be in the middle of August through early September. Here's one just for you. This time of the year, can I transplant a mature pipe vine that has been trimmed back to a few feet? What do you think?
I would not, especially since it's been trimmed back. It's a little bit of stress, so I would wait until it grows out again and maybe move it in the fall, so September, October. But you cut it back, and that's just adding stress. And if you move it and cut the root ball, it's going to stress out even more. So I would hesitate to do it. If she can wait a little while, that would be better.
Just the heat alone, I think, would stress it out. You know,
it would. It would.
I wouldn't do it now. I'd do it during the wintertime if I was going to
yep.
do it.
Exactly.
Okay, here's one for me, and this one here is about torpedo grass, and let's see, it says, how can I get rid of torpedo grass? They came back with a vengeance after I manually pulled them out. Regretfully, you're not going to get rid of torpedo grass by just pulling it out. Those underground rhizomes are horrible. It depends on where it is. If it's in a lawn, I can take it out of Bermuda grass and zoysia grass. Can't take it out of St. Augustine without killing the St. Augustine.
Mm-hmm.
If it's in established ornamental beds such as shrubs, there's a product called Grass Be Gone. It's an ortho product that can be used on certain plants. Check the label to make sure your plants are on that label. It takes it out beautifully, slow but beautifully. And then Fertilome has an over-the-top product. It'll take grassy weeds out. But that has even more of a restriction on what plants you can use it on. So,
and Tom, I'm going to go back and ask, especially in the heat, can those products be used safely during the summertime?
Use it during the cooler portion of the day, yeah.
Later in the day, okay.
Yeah, the one that I've had the most success with, because it has a broader label, is the Grass Be Gone, the ortho product that I've used it on lots of, over top of lots of plants, and it takes the torpedo grass out. It does a beautiful job.
Wonderful.
Here's one for you. It says, I have a beautiful impatient plant in a planter. Recently, some of the branches looked half dead. Why? And it said, tried watering to no avail. And That one there is from Dorothy. So what do you think?
Well, you know, the symptoms for underwatering and overwatering are the same. So I would want to know if she had good drainage in the pot, the container, and then also find out if she's, you know, if the water is not, you know, draining out, it could be overwatering. But they also lower their leaves in the afternoon if it gets too hot, and then they come back up in the middle of the day. So she may need to change out the soil in her pot if it's not staying wet enough or it's not holding on to the moisture, or it may be just too much water and it's drowning.
Yeah, that's one of the big problems with impatiens. I think we tend to overwater them at times. You can have both extremes. If you don't have enough water, they wilt and die. If you get too much water, then they start to rot. And that's a real symptom that maybe you have an area that doesn't drain very well, like you said, a container, or it's just a plant that's just being overwatered, period.
Right. So I would just stick your finger in the pot. If it's cool, moisture, or, you know, wet, you don't need to water.
Okay, sounds good.
We have a phone call from, let's see, we've got plenty of time, John in Palm City. Good morning, John.
Hello.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning.
Yes, good morning.
I have a ponytail palm that I had rescued from, you know, a backyard, and the main palm was dead, and someone had cut it, so it was a, so there's just a stump, but it had grown like three smaller baby ponytail palms that I kind of took out of this pot it was sitting in, and I replanted it. And I wanted to know that once I feel like I get to the plant where it's healthy again, how do I separate those? Can I actually cut that palm without killing it?
Okay. Here's my experience. If those new plants have roots on them, yeah. If they don't have roots on, I've never been very successful at rooting cuttings of the ponytail. Teresa, have you?
No, they like that whole big bulb. I mean, if you've got enough to where you may want to maybe just slice it down just a little bit and see if it starts to produce roots out. But if not, you may just want to cut the other two off and just start to grow one.
Yeah. Most of the time we grow ponytails multiple trunks. So,
yeah, they look good with multiple trunks.
Yeah.
Well, when I got it at like a yard sale, there was one big root ball that wasn't even in dirt. It was sitting in a pot. So I replanted it, and it seems to be getting healthier. It's you know, it seems to be growing, but I was just curious because it's just odd. I have one pretty, you know, maybe a foot tall, and then two smaller ones. But in the middle, there is this stump, you know, like it's what was originally obviously the original palm that's long gone. So I was just thinking, oh, could I, you know.
It'll eventually outgrow that stump. It'll just keep growing, and you won't notice it as much over time. But I would just leave it in whole and cut the other two off.
All right, just keep the three. Well, okay, I'll have a three-headed ponytail then, I guess.
There you go.
Well, thank you.
Nothing wrong with that.
Thank you for the information.
Thank you, John. Tom, we have David in Oviedo. Good morning, David.
Hello, David. Yeah, how can we help?
I've got a mango tree that has probably got 10 or 12 mangoes on it, and they look real good. They're getting almost to maturity. And I'm just curious if I should continue to fertilize with the rain we're getting. I've just wondered, I've stayed on top of the fertilizer, and it's done real well. But do you continue to fertilize when they're about to mature? Should I continue?
Yep, here's my fertilizer schedule for mangoes. It's once in March, then once again in May, and then in August and early October. So if you stay on that schedule, you should be just fine.
Okay. And another question I've got, you know, avocado seeds, when we eat the Florida avocado and we plant them and get them coming up, will the seeds make fruit eventually? Or do you have to have, how does that work? I've always, you know, grown them, but I've never had them put out any fruit from just seed. How does that work?
It will, but it's just going to take a long time. I mean, you're looking at probably 7 to 10 years for a avocado from the seed, that's established well and fertilized well. It'll take about 7 years.
Yeah.
Okay. What do you think, Tom?
I'm sorry?
What do you think, Tom?
It didn't take two, does it? Just one mango? I mean, one avocado?
Just one avocado will... Yeah, one avocado produced fruit. 7 to 10 years is the time, and that has to be freeze-free winter because every time the tree gets damaged, it sets it back. But they will produce. Now, if you're in South Florida, you can drop that down to about 5 years. But if you're in Central Florida, northward, you know, 7 to 10 years. Now, if you get a grafted variety, then you know a little bit more about its production habits. But when it's a seedling like that, you don't know. Yeah.
Okay, I got
All
you.
Right.
One other thing, I planted some okra that's starting to come up real good, and they were talking about planting stuff. I always plant okra the hot time of the year, and it always does well this time, and it usually runs into the, you know, a couple of months. So that's good for me anyway. But
well, good for
that's
you.
That's all I got. Thank you.
Thank you so much, David, for calling. Tom, text messages we got?
Yes, I do. Here's a neat one here. It's a little stinker, actually. it says, love your show. This is the pepper guy from Melbourne. He's harvesting ghost peppers, habaneros, hot peppers. And he said, I have a question about his well water. He wants to know what's better here. And he says he has a shallow well, and he has a deep well, 280 to 320 feet. The shallow well, I guess, has fragrance to it.
Yes.
And you get staining, and the one that's deeper, you don't get that. It's better water. So he said, which is better for the plants? And the one that's shallow, that's that iron sulfate, sulfur smell from it, and that can really stink. There's no doubt about it.
I remember that from the 60s.
yeah. And the staining on the side of the houses. Yeah, and we still get some of that today. You know, my experience with this, it doesn't matter where the water comes from either one of those wells. They both work, and the plants don't mind it. One friend of mine told me the iron that comes out of those shallow wells sometimes is actually beneficial, but you sometimes get coatings on top of the leaves and on the wall of the home. What's your experience, Teresa?
Yeah, I would go with the well that is the deeper one because it's just going to be a little bit less smelly. That would be the big thing right there for me.
Yeah. As far as the plants, I don't think the plants mind.
The plants don't care. They don't smell. There we go.
You get that iron sulfate smell going through the neighborhood there, the sulfur smell, and that can be kind of stinky. But if that's all you got, that's what you use.
There you go. Do you have a gardening question you need answers to? Give us a call at 407-916-5400. I'm Teresa Watkins with Tom McCubbin, Joni and Tom, and you're listening to Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Do you use Viagra or Cialis? Have you been thinking about trying Viagra or Cialis? What if we could promise you the same results for less than $2 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for Viagra, you're being taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $2. We'll do the math for you. You save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 45 blue pills or 45 yellow pills for $99 and add 5 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call us at 800-975-1374 and get your 50 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for Viagra. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in an unmarked package. Call us right now. 800-975-1374. 800-975-1374. 800-975-1374.
Does your current bathroom need to be updated immediately? Introducing One Day Bath and Shower Remodeling, the complete and hassle-free way to get the new bathroom of your dreams in as little as one day. And for as little as $199 a month. Yes, the experts at One Day Bath and Shower Remodeling will come to you anywhere in the country and show you all the customized options. Now you can have a brand new bathroom in as little as one day. Large or small bathrooms, if you want a new bathtub or shower installed, we can do it in as little as one day. And if you call right now, you can save $750 off your remodel. We make it easy by offering you financing as low as $199 per month. Call now to schedule your free in-home consultation.
800-948-5749. 800-948-5749. That's 800-948-5749.
Visit us on the World Wide Web at www.betterlawns.com. Better Lawns and Gardens with Tom McCubbin. We'll be right back.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $80. $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call now.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. Tom, I had a homeowner stop me this week and ask what they could know how to select a plant for their yard. And I always recommend the WaterWise database at the St. John's River Water Management District's website. It's called floridawaterstar.com, floridawaterstar.com. And you'll go down to the resources and click on landscaping. And they have a WaterWise plant database that it has over 900 flowers, plants, shrubs, and trees. You put in your site conditions, your sunlight, soil moisture, pH, if you have alkaline soils, where you are in the state, and it will bring up every plant and tree, shrub that will grow in your yard. It's very easy to use, and I use it to make my landscape designs.
Very good. That's a good one. That's for sure. And so there's lots of resources out there. That's one of a great one. I still love all my books. I have a whole shelf full of books.
Your books are incredible. They are gardening must-haves. I have it right here on my desk. I can just
I don't mean
right
just the ones that I've written, but other people too. I mean, I just have a whole shelf full of them. Actually, Joni can tell you I have many shelf fulls of books. I'm sure you do too.
I do too. I'm right now in the library right now. We have some great calls on the line right now. We have Carol in Merritt Island. Good morning, Carol.
Hello, Carol. How can we help you?
Question regarding our garden beds in the back. They had gone to seed, and we put weed killer down. I'm wanting to know how long before we can use those beds for the fall crops.
What's the weed killer?
Richard, what kind of weed killer did you put down? What kind of weed killer? Weed be gone?
Oh, I hope not.
Spectracide?
Okay, here's what you've got to do, Carol. You need to go back and get Richard to read the label because it will tell you how soon before you plant. If it's one that says, you know, you can plant very shortly afterwards, like glyphosate-type products, then you're fine. But when you're looking at things that are general lawn weed killers, you know, it could be a long time before you're able to go back and plant in that area. And if it doesn't have it on the label, there'll be a number where you can call the company and ask them how soon you can get back in if you're going to be planting vegetables, especially things you're going to be eating, okay?
Exactly.
Okay,
Tom, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
We have John in Winter Garden. Good morning, John.
Good morning.
Hello, just good morning.
Question.
How can we help you?
I was watching a landscape guy, and he was putting bahia seed out on about an acre of property.
Okay.
And he made the statement that if you've got a yard, you got a mixture of grasses, bahia, weed, or what have you, he said just take the bahia seed and just spread it all down in the grass, throw it out, and let it go down below the grass level and water it. And he claims that it will start to grow, and over time, the bahia will take over any of the weeds or the grasses that you do not want in your yard. And I wanted to get your opinion on that.
My opinion is good luck.
Okay. That's what I thought, but I figured I'd ask you guys because I listen to you every weekend.
Now, I don't want to tell you that it hasn't worked for some people at some time, but those type of things don't work for me unless it's ryegrass. So I don't know, Teresa, what do you think?
No, it's just going to take a while. That's the old-fashioned way, way back, you know, 30, 40 years ago. They just, you know, cut the bahia seeds off, and it'll just re-germinate. But it takes a long time, and in the meantime, the weeds start to come back again. So, you know, go ahead and put seed out and have good coverage.
Yeah, what you do is you have to work bahia seed down in the ground if you want to get it up and going. I don't want to tell you it's not some of it's not going to germinate, but you know it's the old biblical story about the seed among the thorns, and so so what you find is that if you get the bahia seed worked into the ground and you get the weeds down to start off with, then you got a pretty good chance. And bahia seed likes to be covered up to a half inch thick, keep it moist, keep it growing. During the summertime with all the rains, you might have some success, but again, my statement on that is good luck.
Yeah,
well,
it takes about 6 to 8 weeks. Well, it takes about 6 to 8 weeks for the bahia seed to germinate, and so think about.
Okay, well, I'll just do a test area.
There you go. Call us back and let us know.
Thank you very much, and y'all have a good day. We'll do a test area, and if it works, I'll call you back in the future.
Thank you, John. We have Roy in Windermere. Good morning, Roy. You're on the air.
Hello, Roy.
Joni, Tom. Hey, I just got a question for you guys. I remember Tom was saying that the sweet Chelsea tomatoes, they weren't going to be available. What would you replace them with?
No, sweet Chelsea, they should be available. I like Juliet is one of my favorites. I like Sweet Million, Sweet 100. But I don't remember saying that sweet Chelsea wouldn't be available. Maybe it's not going to be. But it's a good one. But Juliet,
yeah, sweet Chelsea is the big sweet tomato, cherry tomato.
It's a good-sized grape tomato, In fact, I had some this year. But I like that one. I like Juliet. I like Sweet Million. Those are all good tomatoes.
Yeah, the Juliet I tried first time this year. Everybody loved them. They worked out great.
Wonderful.
Okay, that's I don't want to hold you guys up.
Oh, there you go.
Thanks,
thank
Roy.
You, Roy.
Good. This is break time.
It is break time. We are going to go to a break. We are going to take your gardening questions still for the next segment. You can call us at 407-916-5400. I'm Teresa Watkins with Tom McCoven, Joni, and Tom, and you're listening to Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Attention homeowners. Do you have a house that's in need of serious repairs? Do you have tenants that never seem to make their monthly payments? How about code violations, past due taxes, or maintenance costs you just can't afford? Then call my friends right now with Quick Cash Offer. They specialize in buying any home, no matter how ugly the situation. Turn that problem property into cash right now. It's just that simple. One call and you can get rid of that home headache forever. They buy the ugliest houses with instant closings, instant cash, and huge savings. Plus, there are no realtor fees, no listing fees, and no repair costs. Just cash in your hands for that painful property. They're buying a few more houses in your neighborhood this month. So take advantage of this cash offer and call Quick Cash Offer now.
800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. That's 800-470-7113.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call now.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Visit us on the World Wide Web at www.betterlawns.com. Better Lawns and Gardens with Tom McCubbin. We'll be right back.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. By wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetic Health Hotline today.
855-680-2173. 855-680-2173.
Paid for by US Med.
Attention homeowners. Do you have a house that's in need of serious repairs? Do you have tenants that never seem to make their monthly payments? How about code violations, past due taxes, or maintenance costs you just can't afford? Then call my friends right now with Quick Cash Offer. They specialize in buying any home, no matter how ugly the situation. Turn that problem property into cash right now. It's just that simple. One call and you can get rid of that home headache forever. They buy the ugliest houses with instant closings, instant cash, and huge savings. Plus, there are no realtor fees, no listing fees, and no repair costs. Just cash in your hands for that painful property. They're buying a few more houses in your neighborhood this month. So take advantage of this cash offer and call Quick Cash Offer now.
800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. That's 800-470-7113.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. Let's go right to the phones, and we have David in Oldsmar. Good morning, David. We just got a few minutes.
Good morning. How are you doing?
We're doing
great. How can we help you?
I've got a pineapple that's 7 inches long, about 16 inches in circumference. It's 90% orange and yellow with a 10% green near the top. When does it come off the plant?
Let's see.
Right now.
Invite us over. It sounds like
yeah, I'll be over today. Yeah, no, that thing's really sick. Probably.
Okay, and what do I do with the remaining plants? How do I get that to continue to grow?
Just let it grow. Keep it fertilized. It'll put out side shoots, and you'll have a number of shoots coming off. If you want to divide it, you can take some of those shoots off and make more. And you need to get that pineapple off soon because guess what? Other critters in the landscape know it's ripe also.
I hear you.
There you go.
What can I do with the top? Do I cut that off and replant? Can I plant that?
Yes, you do.
Yes, you can.
Keep it
and just right in the dirt. No, nothing special.
I put it in potting soil in a container and root it in the shade, and then I'll transplant it into the garden or to a larger container.
There you
Thank
go,
you
David. Thank you so much for calling. We have
Enjoy
Linda in Tallahassee. Good morning, Linda.
Hello, Linda.
Good morning.
How
Good
can
morning.
We help? We
How
got
are
about
you?
A minute.
All right, I just needed to know, and I'm trying to find your on your website. I was interested in the water amount and times for gardening and lawns. Is that on your website?
That is on the FloridaWaterStar.com website, FloridaWaterStar.com, and it'll have irrigation on there.
Well, I'm sorry, what?
WaterStar, S-T-A-R, Florida WaterStar.
Oh, good. I'll look that up. Thank you so much.
Okay,
for your service.
Tom, bye-bye. Real quick, I want to wish Tom and his lovely wife 50th wedding anniversary today.
Very good. Happy,
Thank you.
Happy anniversary.
Thank you.
There
Very
you go.
Good. Okay, let me thank some of our sponsors here also. Summit Responsible Solutions and Black Cow have hung in with us during this time period with the virus and everything. Summit Responsible Solutions, of course, mosquito ducks, mosquito bits, year-round spray oil, and Black Cow, of course, for the soil improvement. Yep.
There you
okay.
go.
We've got some text messages.
Text messages? Yes, go right ahead, Tom.
Okay. It says, my papaya tree is so tall, how do I get shorter and multiple branches? And, you know, they grow as a straight upright tree form, and all you can do is just go ahead and, if you want to do it, is prune them back, and they will branch out. And that's what I would do, Teresa.
Sounds good to me.
Okay. And let's see. Here's the next one for us. Maybe you've done this, Teresa. What do you think about vinegar as a weed killer?
It's not labeled for weed killing and out in the garden, and it can be used. It will do some damage, so just be careful where you spray it.
Yeah, it's a home remedy, so you take responsibility for how you use home remedies. My experience with vinegar is that you use the strongest vinegar you can get a hold of. You also want to go through and realize it's only going to kill the tops. It's not going to kill the roots. So the smaller the plants you treat, the better off you're going to be. Okay.
There you go. Thank you so much. We'd like to thank Tom Payne for stopping by and giving us great landscaping advice for our turf and for irrigation. Joni, thank you for the perennial peanut. That's a great product.
Oh, and you're welcome.
Yep.
And then we also want you to, you know, stop back and call us anytime. We'll be back next week here.
Yep, we still got some time here yet.
We do. Okay.
Yep, so I've got one here about a caterpillar that's getting on the snow bush. And I had several people write me about this one. It's called the snow bush span worm. Have you seen those?
I have seen them. And how would you recommend? Use a BT product?
Yeah, BT or spinosad, spinosad, how you want to pronounce it. But the adult of that is a white-tipped black moth.
Okay, thank you.
Sounds kind of neat, doesn't it?
It does. It does. And that will be great. Now, also, too, do they year-round, do you see the snowbush caterpillars? I don't know if I've ever seen them in the wintertime.
No, it's normally during the late spring going through the summer, and they're out right now. And we have snowbush in our yard, and we have had them there. And what they do is they can really clean them out. I mean, they can really eat the bush down, no doubt about that. Yeah. Let me give, if we got just a little bit of time here, let me give people, listeners, what they can grow right now in the garden. Cherry tomatoes, okra, as one of our listeners said, snow peas, and we've got you can start your transplants of eggplant, peppers, and tomatoes right now, which would be kind of nice. And if you want flowers, Teresa, I know you like perennials. Do you have a couple perennials they could plant?
They can be planting. Pentas can take the heat right now. Also, the plumbagos, you know, for perennials. What else do I have here? Let's see, pentas and, you know, any of the irises, blackberry lilies. My blackberry lilies are coming up like crazy right now, and they look beautiful. There you go.
Salvia and begonias, melopodium, lantana, things like that. Joseph's coat. I love Joseph's coat.
There you go, Tom. Thank you, Joni and Tom, for letting me be here today. I certainly do appreciate it. Tom Benson, thank you, as always, on the show. You do a great job producing the show. And we're going to be back for Better Lawns and Gardens next week. You're listening to Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call now.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.